Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Sarah. Sarah writes from Cooperstown, New York. Sarah writes, how do you calculate cap rate for investment property and how is it related to net operating income? Well, that's a great question, Sarah. Let's start by defining net operating income and cap rate. So net operating income is the income generated from an investment property after you deduct operating expenses. So you would come up with that by adding up all the income that's generated by a property. That could be income from rents, it could be income from parking, it could be income from vending machines, etc. And then you subtract the operating expenses and what you get is net operating income. Cap rate, which is short for capitalization rate, is a measure of the rate of return that an investment property generates for its owner based on the income that it generates. And you calculate cap rate or capitalization rate by taking net operating income and dividing by a property's value. Now, if you look at that formula, which is capitalization rate equals net operating income NOI divided by property value, you'll quickly see that the capitalization rate changes as the property value changes. The capitalization rate will change as the net operating income changes. So for example, if you increase a property's net operating income, you increase the value. You can also use the formula that I just mentioned to come up with a price that you want to pay. So you can back into the price you pay to achieve a specific capitalization rate. So using the formula, if you have a net operating income of $10,000 and your property is worth $100,000, 10,000 divided by 100,000 is 0.1. That's a 10 cap, right? 10% capitalization rate. You can use that formula to come up with the price that you need to pay to achieve a certain capitalization rate. So using those numbers, if you know that the net operating income is $10,000 and you want to achieve a minimum of, say, a 10% capitalization rate, you know that you can offer no more than $100,000 for the property. So thanks for your question, Sarah. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.